Gracias, Presidente, por darme la palabra. Costa Rica reaffirms its commitment in the fight against racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. And we agree that the Durban Declaration and Program of Action continues to be, within the United Nations, a comprehensive framework and solid foundation for combating racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. As such, the 20th anniversary of the adoption of that historic instrument needs to be celebrated, and we stand ready to engage in such celebrations next year. Nevertheless, we also believe that Durban is in fact a foundation that allowed for further development in terms of the ethical and legal imperatives states have not only to eradicate racism and racial discrimination, but also to provide people of African descent with a dignified existence, equal opportunities, and effective access to their human rights. States need to do more. Just to make reference to my region, Latin America, the unemployment, structural, and institutional violence, among others, attest to what has been previously said. The Afro-descendant population is 2.5 times more likely to live in conditions of chronic poverty, according to the World Bank. The Caribbean region of my country and of all of Central America, predominantly Afro, has the lowest development indicators. States must ensure to put in place targeted efforts to make the aspiration of Durban a reality and to take action to address the inequalities and structural inequity of our societies. And in this sense, states should have an inclusive, honest, and self-critical internal dialogue to achieve a true structural, social, and cultural transformation that will allow the improvement of the lives of millions of people. In this sense, Costa Rica would like to see affirmative actions, such as in recruitment policies at the national and international levels, in public and private employment, or in university acceptance rates, just to name a couple. We also believe we should, considering the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration next year, conduct an evaluation of its program of action with broad and inclusive participation and engagement of civil society, and we call on states to finalize the establishment of the forum as soon as possible and follow up on the activities of the decade for people of African descent. We would like to once again express our support to the peaceful protests that have been happening in the past few months and the Black Lives Matter movement. Racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance are not exclusive to some societies. It is unfortunately a widespread problem that today more than ever needs to be addressed, and the COVID-19 pandemic is a testament to that. Lastly, we cannot allow hate speech and populism to continue to capitalize on racist ideologies, and we need to make the leave no one behind a reality. Building back better from the pandemic needs to include people of African descent. Thank you.